Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Carmella. Hey, Carmella! She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Lucas and Benjamin from Riverton, Utah, Forrest from Fort Worth, Texas, Ella from Santa Fe, New Mexico, Adeline from Pennsylvania, Elliot and Amy from Atlanta, Elise from Monterey Park, California, and Kiva from Oakland, California. So glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And guess what? If you listen all the way to the end after the story, I have more kid shoutouts, and so maybe it's your name this time. Well, don't forget to smash that follow button, but let's hop into today's story. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One day, Carmella was eating her delicious pancake breakfast. She loved to eat pancakes. It was one of her favorite breakfast foods. Do you have a favorite breakfast food? Yeah, mine might be bagels and cream cheese, or maybe strawberries and grapes. Oh, I love breakfast. It is so delicious. Well, Carmella had just finished her breakfast and she needed to run upstairs. So she ran up the stairs, all the way to her room. And because every time after breakfast, she goes upstairs to her room and cleans her bedroom so that it looks nice and neat and organized. Well, when she ran up to her room, something was missing. She couldn't figure it out right away, but something wasn't right. As she looked around, yeah, her pillow, blanket, toys, like all that she put away, but there was something. Oh no! Her stuffed dog, Houston, was missing! Dun, dun, dun! Oh no! She's had this stuffed dog since she was a little baby! What is she gonna do now if it's missing? How will she ever fall asleep? Do you have something like really special that you always need to go to bed with? Yeah, maybe a special pillow or a special blanket, or it could be, you know, maybe you have a really special pajamas. You love your pajamas, and if they went missing, that would be terrible. Well, Carmella, for her, it was this stuffed dog named Houston, and she had to find him, or else she might never be able to fall asleep ever again. She ran downstairs and called out to her parents. Houston's gone! And they came running over and helped Carmella feel a little better and said, I'm sure Houston is, you know, just missing. We'll find him. Don't worry. Make sure you look under your bed and in your closet. I already did all that, she said. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for it. And, we'll never give up. Don't worry. Well, Carmella was not very happy with that answer. She needed to find Houston now. In the background, on the TV, there was a special news report that said,
Attention all! There has been a release of monkeys out of the neighborhood zoo. Keep an eye out. These monkeys have been known to steal things, and they're very clever. If you see any of the monkeys, call the Spy Kid HQ hotline.
Carmella couldn't believe it. What if the monkeys, because the zoo was really close by, what if the monkeys were the ones that stole my stuffed dog, Houston? He was super comfy and fluffy. Oh no. She was kind of nervous, but a little excited because she did love monkeys. And this could be like a really cool chance to see a real monkey for the first time. Well, she ran upstairs and started to look around for clues because that's what spy kids do. She'd always wanted to be on the spy kid team. And maybe this was her chance. If she solved this mystery, I bet the spy kid team would invite her to join. As she looked all around, she didn't see anything, but something was strange. The window was cracked open. And that window was never opened. She almost didn't even ever use it. So someone must have cracked that window open. Very suspicious. As she looked around, she found, what? There was a banana peel underneath her pillow. How did she miss that? Oh boy. Carmela scratched her head. No, she definitely didn't have a banana for breakfast. Where did that come from? Wait a second, who likes bananas? Monkeys! Monkeys! They were here! Totally, this is the first clue. Carmela reached out and grabbed her camera off her shelf and took a picture of the first piece of evidence. Well, I guess it was the second piece since the window was open, but she took a picture of the window and the banana. And so, she needed to find some more clues or get some kind of answers. And so she called Spy Kid HQ to let them know about this evidence that she just found.
Spy Kid HQ, hello.
Hi, this is Carmela. My name's Carmela, and I'm 5, and I think I just found the first clue of the monkeys.
Oh, that's terrific. What did you find? And send your location.
Okay, yeah, I found a banana, and I'll send you the location now so that you know where the monkey must be. I'll keep looking, and I'll let you know if I see anything else.
That would be great, Carmela. We're very impressed with what you found already. Keep an eye out. Over and out.
Okay, great. This is a perfect start. Carmela is well on her way to solving her first mystery and saving Houston, the fluffy dog. And seeing monkeys? She'd never seen a monkey before. This would be the best day ever! Or it's the worst day. She's a little confused because it's a little bit of the worst day and the best day. Oh, all right. As she ran downstairs and went to the backyard, she thought, maybe we put bananas out in the backyard. It would make the monkeys come. Perfect. She ran back inside to the kitchen and grabbed 2 bananas. They were the most delicious, bright yellow bananas she's ever seen, and she knew that a monkey would not be able to resist these delicious things. And so she put them in her backyard and hid behind a bush. Now she needed to wait for the monkeys to arrive. What was that sound? Just then, she saw 2 monkeys run down the tree right for the bananas. She was totally onto something. I think the monkeys were living in her backyard now. They must have made like a nest or a home in that tree. There was a big tree in her backyard that would be a perfect place for monkeys to live. And as they grabbed the monkeys and ran up the tree, she saw where they ran to, and there's Houston! Houston, her stuffed fluffy dog, was sitting up with a whole bunch of other things. It looks like the monkeys had taken a whole bunch of things from people's houses. This is really strange, but she's getting closer to solving the mystery. And then she had an idea. I wonder if I can climb that tree and reach for Houston, then the monkeys might let me have it. Oh, I'll bring a banana and trade them. Perfect. She ran back inside and got 1 more delicious looking banana. And she had these really cool shoes that were really good at climbing things. And so she put on her climbing shoes and started to climb up the tree. High up the tree, you could tell that the monkeys were getting nervous. They were being very noisy. And the closer she got, the louder they got. And then she reached out and held out the banana that she was holding and said, "Monkeys, hello, hello. I come in peace, don't worry. I have a banana for you. I want to trade for that fluffy stuffed dog. He's mine." The monkeys definitely understood what she was saying, but they couldn't talk back. And so one of the monkeys grabbed onto the stuffed dog and reached for Carmela's banana. And on the count of three, one, two, three, zoom, they switched. Banana for Houston, and Houston was saved. Carmela carefully slid down the tree because she now had what she came for, her stuffed dog named Houston. And the monkeys now had a ton of bananas. They were very happy. Well, later that day, Carmela met with Spy Kid HQ, who came and brought the monkeys back to their homes at the zoo. And they were very impressed. Spy Kid HQ was very impressed with Carmela's spy-solving, clue-finding, tricking the monkey story that they welcomed her into the secretive Spy Kid HQ. Wow, Carmela, that is such a big deal. I'm so glad that you are now on the Spy Kid team. And if you want to be a Spy Kid too, we need kids who are super smart and brave and solve mysteries, and that can be you. So whenever you see a mystery that needs solving, put on your Spy Kid hat and get to work. We'll see you next time on the next story. Bye! Listened all the way to the end of the story, which means you're a super duper fan. Well, I have some more kid shout outs. I want to say to Kinsley from Oregon, Finn from Australia, Tinsley from New Hampshire, Elsie from San Antonio, Ivan from St. Paul, Minnesota, Ryan from Ontario, and Cheris and Audrey from Redding, California. So glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. And don't forget to smash that follow button so you don't miss a single episode. Our stories are best listened to either in the car, during playtime, or maybe getting ready for bed. I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on the next adventure. Bye!